Blog Talk Radio.
Redneck! I can see, get to see, redneck! Doing it here, doing it here, redneck! Run the sea and river, redneck! Killing you, killing me, Dexter! Dexter!
Hey, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm your host, Candice D'Andrea. And I have a track here from the Circle Jerks, Red Tape.
Redneck! I can see, get to see, red tape! Doing it here, doing it here, red tape! Run the sea and river, red tape! Killing you, killing me, Dexter! 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 No more red tape! I can see, get to see, red tape! Doing it here, doing it here, red tape! Run the sea and river, red tape! Killing you, killing me, Dexter! 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 No more red tape!
Okay, I have a few shows coming up for today. Poison Idea presents Battalion of Saints at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana. Don't forget the Doll Hut is back with pork chops and applesauce, you yum yum. And who could forget the Yeasty Boys with Pretty Mess, Skin Flick, and Inazuma at Loaded Hollywood. That's all tonight. And we don't want to forget Sunday. Clear your calendar because The Grim is coming on with Dissension at Loaded Hollywood. We'll be filming the show, and I want everybody to come on down and put on the biggest pit Loaded Hollywood's ever seen. So here's a... who's got their video, Lewis? Hey, Lewis?
Hey.
All right, well, I'm going to be playing a track from Social Spit. And get your ass down to Loaded Hollywood.
Hi, Candice. How you doing?
All right. Well, you know, I was just telling our listeners that The Grim is playing in Hollywood at Loaded Hollywood this Sunday, and we don't want to forget to get everybody out there. Video Lewis is going to be filming, and I want to see the biggest pit Loaded Hollywood's ever had. Won't that be fun?
It's a pretty small club, but yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Video Lewis filmed your very first show at the Cafe de Grand. What year was that? Do you remember?
I believe it was 1982 or 1983, somewhere in there. I mean, we loved playing there, and those were some exciting times. Don Bowles doing
the
sound.
Were.
I mean, you know. What more could you ask for?
That's right. We all miss that old Cafe de Grand, and, well, you know, you never know. Maybe someday someone will resurrect that place and put it back to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe with a better ceiling this time, though. But, yeah, that place is fantastic. I mean, some of the bands that came through that place, you know, it's just amazing. You know, there was some excellent times.
Oh, I know. When English Frank left, I took over his job booking, and Michael Brennan handed me this great big huge book. I don't know, it was probably about 6 inches thick, all with numbers of musicians to contact to play. And I tell you, it was hard organizing all you guys a week ahead of time to get everyone lined up a week ahead of time so I could get it run in the LA Weekly and then make sure everybody was on stage when they were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough job back then, I'll tell you what, because, you know, everybody lived on their own schedule, and, you know, punk rock time didn't always work out, you know.
Yeah, that's right, but, you know, I always had the house bands and bands like the Mentors that were always sitting there with their instruments ready to go on, so if someone didn't show up, I'd say, okay, you guys are up, the show must go on.
Absolutely. I mean, one of our best shows ever there was opening up for GBH on a Saturday. You know, we were normally playing the weekday shows, but then we got bumped up to a GBH, got to play on their equipment, and, you know, that was just fantastic. Those guys were great guys, and it was a really exciting time for us.
And, of course, that was downstairs, right?
Oh, yeah, downstairs. But, you know, I mean, you talk about a wild crowd and just people just coming unglued and just going wild, you know. It's a good time.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a good place to just really unwind. You know, I used to work in a leather factory slamming out rivets all day long. And when I would get off work, before I worked at the cafe, I would go down there with my friends and unwind, you know.
Yeah.
You're listening to all these rivet machines and a clicker press in the factory all day long, and it's all about punk rock all night long.
Yeah, I had good times. even just hanging out in front, you know, whether I made it in the club or not, I had a good time down there because it was a really
neat scene
and looked like everybody was kind of looking out for each other, you know.
Yeah, and we're still looking out for each other. I don't know how many years later, 2014, wow, can you imagine that we'd still be doing all this in 2014? It's so cool.
It is. I never dreamed, believe me. You know, it's funny because back in the early 80s, you know, I mean, we thought the guys from Fear were old, you know. I mean, give me a break. I look at their pictures now, like, they look like a bunch of little kids.
I know. Well, you were really young back then. You were just a teenager when the Grim played at the Cafe de Grand.
That's right. Yeah, we kind of, you know, I mean, it was. It's funny because, in a way, it was just funny that, you know, we were playing there on school nights and stuff like that. But yeah, we were pretty young kids, and but you know, we had, you know, it was a great experience, and we knew that there was something really positive and really amazing going on at the time. I mean, you could feel it in the air. So it was exciting to be there, and we're so glad
we did. It's love in the air. You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, the whole punk rock thing because of explicit lyrics and, you know, people say what they want and, you know, the slamming. Nobody's ever understood that, but it's like, It's kind of like a love thing, you know, push me, push you, ha ha, but nobody really gets hurt, you know. I mean, big stadium shows, people are all about the gangs and busting faces, and I've seen some bloody messes, but at the cafe, we were all like a big punk rock family, and we still are.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm so glad that we're still in touch with a lot of the people and the new book that I'm working on right now, I just contacted John Ball through Facebook, and he gave me some quotes, and you know what I mean? It's just amazing.
Oh, I miss Don. You know, he came to our cafe reunion last year, and it was really fun. And, you know, your new book, I read it, and I love it. What a wonderful way to introduce people to punk rock bowling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a fun time. I've been going for, 8 years now. I go every year. I'm going again this year, and it's just so much fun that I just couldn't help but write something about it, you know, and put together sort of a survival guide to just have, you know, how to have the most amount of fun and the shortest amount of time when you're there. Save some money while you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, and you really compiled a lot of good places to go. Where can people purchase your book?
Well, it's not out yet. It's going to be out real soon. And, you know, the idea is to give it to people that are signing up for punk rock bowling. You know, we've got to still work things, all the details out with Sean Stern and his brother Mark. But, and then it'll also be available on Amazon.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we'll look forward to your book, and the title is?
The Punk Rock Bowling Survival Guide, Beer, Bowling, and Debauchery, Las Vegas Style.
That is really good. Okay, well, I have a track here from the Rejects. I guess they weren't able to make it today. They were probably looking at too many girls with muddy feet. Get on down there and have some good times. And I have a track here from Social Spit, Mutilation, baby. Our show. I just want to say real quick, I got a really cute Christmas card from Bob Odie and his little puppy dog singing Jingle Bells. Isn't that the cutest thing you ever heard? All right. Well, I just want to tell you all to party or go home. We'll see you next time. Later.